Well, that brings the hogs up the good. And mix egg with it, you know, and to make more of it, you know, and it was so rich and good, you couldn't eat very much of it. And the souse meat and the sausage, that's the what you would ground it up in the meal. And speaking about coffee, when you, the whole bean, coffee bean, green, you buy that and parch it, and if you got one grain of that, one bean of that scorched, that ruins your cup. You could taste it in your cup of coffee. Well, you grind it, you'd parch it and then grind it in a salt. We call it a coffee mill. We call them coffee grinders now, what's left of them. And so they grind the coffee and it go down in a drawer, you know, or up the mill, and then put it and boil it, you know, in the pot, coffee pot. I think the claim that percolator was invented about 1892, but I never had one until I went to Keegan House. My mother used, they'd have, some of them be tin, some of them be enamel. The enamel ones would be pretty.
How did you drink coffee? Did you put milk in it, or?
Did which?
Did you put milk in the coffee drink
it? If you liked it, or if you just like it plain black coffee. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I like milk in it, and sometimes I use instant coffee now.
Did you ever hear anybody say that he drinks his coffee barefoot? Barefoot coffee?
I don't remember hearing that expression. What would it mean?
It meant that they drank it without milk or sugar.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah, that's the way my husband drank it all the time. He didn't use any. I use some milk. I don't always. Sometimes I want just the plain black coffee and make it so strong. My son and his wife and family were visiting me last summer. And when the children one day started putting the coffee in her mama's cup, you know, put it in there and then boiling water, she says, "Well, now I can't drink it strong like Daddy and Grandmother did." She says, "I have to have some more water in there and less coffee."
Did you have other kinds of meat from the hog? Did you use the liver?
Well, now the ribs, you know, the spare ribs, that was a special part, I thought. Really the best part of the hog, I guess. No, I guess the tenderloin's the best part. That was all meat. And the ribs, you know, that was the side, you know, of the rib, the hog rib. That was awful good, too.
Did you smoke meat from the sides, fat meat?
Yes, my daddy would salt the meat. He'd wait till when he killed hogs, he'd wait till it got cool, you know, until the animal heat got out, and then he would salt it in a big, great big box, and he'd let it stay in salt so long, take it up and wash it, and then hang it up overhead. You'd have hip splits, usually in a kind of a pole up overhead. He'd hang it, and then it was mine and niece's job, about my age, that was our job, to keep up the wood smoke under it, you know. He'd put ashes in a great big old skillet, then put coals in there, then he'd have green hickory chips put on that. He'd make a smoke, but wouldn't make a fire. And just about the time I get started playing, I'd have to quit and think to me like, go get some more chips.
Did you call that salt pork or Midland, or what was that called?
Well, the side, you know, was the Midland, and then there was the hams and the shoulders.
Did you ever use the intestines?
Pardon?
Did you ever use the intestines of the hog?
Yes. You could wash them and make what they call chitterlings. Chitlins, you know, they use chitterlings correct, I think, but everybody, they serve chitlins up here at Lexington, in some of the cafes, I think.
Oh,
I never did care for that. I think Mama made some of it, maybe, but I never did care anything about that.